John. Holly. Perry. Whoa, hey, you're pretty good with the sword, you know.
Thanks, you do. Shame we're trying to kill each other. What is it?
Well, it's not that big of a deal, but there's something about my repeated thrust in your direction that has suddenly made me realize how phallic my sword is.
Oh? Now that you mention it, my sword also kind of reminds me of a penis.
Yeah. ain't that a thing? Huh. Oh well, how about you?
You know what's weird?
What?
Well, it's just now that we've mentioned how penis-like our swords are, I can't help but feel like our penises are touching every time we block each other.
Oh yeah, I can totally see that. Yeah. penis touch! Penis touch! Penis touch!
Yeah.
So, could we time out for a second?
Oh, yeah, totally. Hey, army, time out!
Yeah, ditto that, other army! What's going on?
Have any of you other guys been noticing how penis-like our swords are?
Oh, yeah. You know, now that I mentioned it, I thought it was the only
one. My mace has barbs like a cat penis.
And... are all of you guys okay with that?
It makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
I have gay friends.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
All right. So no more swords then.
No more swords. Army, drop your swords.
Ditto other army.
All right.
So,
what do we do now that we don't have any weapons?
Well, let's see, we could just beat each other.
A capital idea! Army, begin fist beating!
Ditto the fist beating other army! Do our arms look like shafts and our fists look like a bulbous head to you now?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, other army, stop the fist beating.
Ditto, army.
Why do we stop? Because our arms look like penises. What? Oh, yeah. Yes, it sure is because our arms look like penises.
Does anyone know of any way to kill each other that doesn't look like we're smacking dicks?
We could poison each other. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Did anyone bring poison?
Oh, no, not me. Huh. Well, what do we have?
I have a penis. We could cut out the middle man.
Whoa, everybody. Okay, we'll come back to that one. Anyone have any other weapons? I got a net.
Oh, me too, yeah, I got a net.
Nets don't look like dongs.
You know what? With the way they envelop the enemy, they're actually kind of yonic.
Does that mean vagina shaped?
Yes, it does.
Nice! Okay, men, get up here and tangle for your countries!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you take that, man. Yeah. Oh. Oh. I'd like to stick my sword in that net and penetrate the dude behind it so it gushes all over me. Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, come on. Because he's the enemy of my country, guys. He's the enemy of my country.
That is the business, as we call it.
The bee's knees.
To the business end of that microphone.
The one that has the highest probability of coming in your face.
What?
Wait, yeah,
huh? That's what I associate the... No, it's guns. It's guns.
Yeah, there's no business end of your cock.
Well, I think there is.
Well, there is. There is.
It's the only end.
Yeah.
I mean, there's... there's one end,
no,
and it's all for business.
End.
I mean, guns are very phallic to begin with, right?
Mm. Well, I mean, swords are. There's a business end of a sword.
So all weapons.
Oh, yeah. All weapons are some business.
If only giving we them could... the business.
Yeah, but
no, because you're,
like...
you're giving somebody the business. That's
what's even the word giving it for to something them? That
is
looks
it?
Like
right? Isn't it?
I mean, I guess it could be.
Yeah, because business is fucking.
Business is fucking. The show is Unstoppable Failure. I'm AJ Schrader.
I'm Aldon Schrader.
And I'm Matt Sean.
Yay, Matt is here, guest starring in his own house.
That he has recently returned from.
He has recently rejoined us after we drank all of his booze. Yeah.
And ate all of his macaroni and cheese.
Aldon did eat a lot of mac and cheese.
I was replacing it, but then I kept eating the macaroni and cheese. I had replaced the first macaroni and cheese.
It was just one box that he just kept replacing.
Yeah. So then that so came how, a certain how, point when I figured I just
How down am I on mac and cheese?
I don't believe there's any in there.
Well, no. I don't remember how many there was.
There was one.
There was
that
one.
That you started with, right, Al?
Okay.
Yes. One box of boxes. I ate like 8 goddamn macaroni and cheese boxes.
Damn it. I was thinking, I was like, man, I thought I had more in here.
You had a big
Sam's
Club package of them.
Yeah, that happens when people go away places. There,
yeah.
I had some expired crackers that I found in here.
Oh, like, yeah, the little toast crackers.
Yeah,
thing?
The yeah. toast things. Yeah. I had those, too.
I had a couple of those.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, you guys should have. Those were going to go bad.
Yeah. No, okay. they were not good, but I was,
Yeah, I regretted it just because they weren't as tasty as I imagined they'd be. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah. So, what do you guys want to talk about today?
Oh, I had something. Like, I was on... Oh, yeah. Is there a word for vagina-shaped?
Oh, as opposed to phallic?
As opposed to phallic, yeah.
About giving the business end of the vagina?
Yeah, I flipped the switch, the railroad switch. This is a horrible analogy. God. I flipped the railroad switch on the conversation. It got derailed for a second, and then I brought it back.
That's where the railroad switch came in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe, no. I was just about to say Ofarian, but that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's Ofarian. Eggy.
That is eggy. That is not... I mean, I guess that is the female.
Yeah.
But...
So with, like, a medieval mace, could you call that ovarian? Like, we were talking about weapons or phallic.
I don't think anyone ever would.
No, because
a mace...
There's
not a lot of vagina.
I think a mace
weapon.
Would still be, like, a barbed penis. Like a cat's penis.
Yeah, it's still very phallic.
Yeah.
Like a cat's penis?
Yeah.
Cats have barbs on their penis.
So when they're fucking...
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it, like, grinds in there.
Yeah, it can't get out.
That's why cats... Female cats never enjoy themselves.
That's why they're always, like, angry, and it sounds like loud fighting, but it's actually cat sex.
Oh.
Yeah. You just got a biology lesson.
Well, thank you,
courtesy
guys.
Courtesy of Matt and AJ. That's...
Yeah.
Huh. Barbed penises.
Yeah, so I don't believe there... Yes, like you said, there's no vagina-shaped weapons, so...
For the Is it symbology? Symbolism? One of the things, the thing that Dan Brown does with all the stuff, like
bullshits,
with, yeah, bullshits. There it is, bullshits.
Bullshits.
Yeah. The vagina was always known as like the cup or the vessel or the
yes.
yeah.
the thing that was to be filled.
A net would be a vagina shaped weapon.
Yes, that is not phallic at all.
That's wow. What does that say about you?
What is? I'm just saying, it's something that envelops something. Like
oh, something that envelops. Yeah. Okay.
Or like a Venus flytrap.
Yes. The weapon Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
When people just used to...
Charge at each other with plants.
Venus flytraps at each other.
I don't know, that would scare me.
Yeah, Dad Brown does a lot of push-ups, from what I hear. He writes for an hour, and then he does push-ups.
And then he does push-ups?
That's... Really?
He probably, yeah.
Does he...
And then he wraps up in his net.
Does I imagine he does the self-flagellation. Like his priest character.
Like he's a method writer?
Yeah.
Wow. I would have a lot more respect for him, I think.
I mean, he might.
Yeah.
That would be pretty horrible if he was method and he still is not that great. Because that really sucks when you're that dedicated to something and you're,
when
and
you've
you're
exhausted
still just mediocre
all your effort,
and you're
yeah.
not the top of the field.
Yeah. We're going to take a break.
Like if Bill the Butcher had just been like, I don't know, a baloney salesman. Mm. I've been doing to you the entire time, AJ?
Yes. This is every time we've recorded.
For 6 weeks you've put up with this?
Yes.
That's horrible.
I would say something and then you would look at me like I was being a dick. Just like angrily sip your beer.
No one is ever more dick when they're like acting like someone else is a dick.
Yeah, when they're being called out on that's it. The,
that's the root of dickiness. Are we recording?
Yeah, we are.
Excellent. So... in the last segment, I made a reference to a Daniel Day-Lewis character at the very end.
You did kind of squeeze it in there.
I squeezed it in there. Who? And it wasn't Bill the Butcher.
Oh.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah. I thought I'd mention something because it might not have been clear because it came kind of came out of left field.
It was the method acting is where I thought it came from.
It did. But, you know, connecting that to Daniel Day-Lewis immediately might not be a quick jump for everyone.
Okay.
It is for me, and for you, obviously, because you were there with me.
I followed, as I was trying to cut you
method
off.
Method actor is synonymous with Daniel Day-Lewis.
He is the man of method action.
I love that man. So I know I told you guys I had a topic to start this off with.
Was that it? Did we just experience it?
Yeah. I'm ashamed to say you did.
Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about Daniel Day-Lewis, we should probably talk about our favorite Daniel Day-Lewis movies. Maybe. No.
Yeah. No.
Reservoir Dogs.
He was
a consultant.
He was a consultant for that movie.
Not a lot of people know that.
Oh.
Well, that's how they got such good performances.
Yeah. That's, he was going to be Mr. Blonde. But then Quentin Tarantino said, no, I don't want you. I don't like you.
Turned down the Day-Lewis.
Yeah, turned down Day-Lewis.
I don't know if I know that many Daniel Day-Lewis movies, actually.
Really?
Yeah, like I know the There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
And Gangs of New York.
And Last Mohicans.
Yeah, I don't think of him in that though.
Really? That's like one of my favorites.
The Age of Innocence?
No, don't know that one.
He's also Lincoln in the upcoming Lincoln movie.
Vampire Hunter?
No.
Oh.
But he's like, it's an actual Lincoln
movie. I would like to see Daniel Day-Lewis's Vampire Hunter.
That would have been good.
I like Daniel Day-Lewis in it. The movies I've seen him in, but I have not really enjoyed the movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I'm not a big Gangs of New York
fan. You're not a big Age of Innocence fan.
No, the movie I have not seen, yes.
By the way, I was lying about Reservoir Dogs
earlier. I think everyone could survive
and what?
That.
But I feel bad about it, because it wasn't a good lie. It wasn't well woven at all.
It is pretty bad when you just like
when
are ashamed
just,
of your own lies.
Yeah, when you're ashamed, like you're in the middle of a sentence, so you're thinking, why am I
bothering to
this?
Do this?
I blame Matt. I think he egged me on for far too long.
He did. He let it.
He let me. He hoisted me on my own petard. Is what he did. He let me strangle myself on my own petard, or my own Picard. If I was at a wax museum, if I was, you felt that?
Did you
felt
say
that.
If you were in a
Wait,
wax
yeah.
museum?
Hear my scenario and see if you saw this coming.
Okay.
I'm in a wax museum with a Star Trek display with Captain Picard, and then I just lie down and let him slowly choke me.
Is he choking you because like the wax is melting? So it's like
no, he's choking me because I'm making it happen.
But
oh,
where was any of the hoisting
during it? Huh? The hoisting?
Yeah, wasn't it going to be
well,
hoisted?
No, the wax figure of Picard in my exhibit is like 9 feet tall.
So now it's your exhibit. You own the wax museum.
No, it's my exhibit because this is my this is not fantasy. This is my fictional scenario. I'm creating it. Like Westeros belongs to George Martin. He can say that's my Westeros because he created it, because it exists.
I bet he does say that.
In the tapestry
but
that
then,
he has woven.
But after you create something and let it out in the world, like, are you the only one who's allowed to say that's mine?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you're allowed to say, because it's you can say it's ours at that point, but you
right.
can say
yeah.
it's mine.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But I could have my own version of Westeros. That could be my Westeros.
Oh, that's true. Like, if you were in, you were DMing.
Yeah.
Storytelling a
yeah,
role-playing
changing
game.
It.
Writing
subtly.
Some fanfic.
You know, oh,
yeah,
fanfic.
You
that's
know,
true.
Infringing on copyright things. That could,
yeah.
Just go for broke.
Yeah, like this was your table. that I did something to it. And now it's my table.
It's really like the little brother that just actually, like, wow. If, as soon as they take the sip of orange juice, then it becomes their orange juice.
You mean when they lick the entire rim of the orange juice?
Now we're just talking about actual theft, aren't we?
Yeah. When we're you steal something, it becomes yours.
I have heard something about possession being 9/10 of the law, but I don't know.
Well, you are our legal counsel, even though you're not allowed to say you're legal counsel yet.
Well, yeah, because I'm not actually a lawyer yet.
But you could be and not know it, right? Like, they could have already graded the bar exam.
You're right. They technically... I could be a lawyer right now and not know it.
You're a Schrodinger's
lawyer. But I can't practice law until I'm sworn in.
For all our avid listeners who do not know us personally, Matt just recently took the bar exam and is trying to be a lawyer. You probably could have guessed
I think,
that.
I think that was gathered.
Again. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure it was clear. I didn't want people to feel they were left out.
I don't think it needed
that we were treating Matt as our lawyer rather than the
world's lawyer. Thank you, AJ. Yes.
Bringing it back. We're going to take a break.
Bruce! 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 Hammer! Not bad, Canadian man. If you were throwing your tampon. Ha! Hey! American! Did you hear what I said?
Aye.
It's funny. He not throw so far, but I throw farther, you see.
It's not who throws farther. It's who throws further.
I don't understand.
If you're dead, you can't throw any further. Far as you go.
Why would I be dead? Up next, tossing for the United States of America, Chaz Phillips! I think that is you.
I be Finbar McLaushius of the Clan McLaren, the Watchers of the Western World.
But you're the only American.
I'm a man, not a can, and I ain't that merry. Blythes, be I be speaking to a Dame Inica in the Thrave?
What?
The Thrave!
Chaz appears to be exchanging words with his Russian competition. The American coach is coming over. I'm sorry. My English not so good.
Then why you be playing with the bickering battle?
Finbar, you're up.
Aye, me Thane. To the tourney.
Chaz is a pioneer of the method technique of athletics. He trains for this event by tapping into the emotional history of the sport. In the case of the hammer toss, that means crazy medieval Scotsman.
A rush, 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 hammer!
Wow! That just barely missed Vlad Romaninsky. I don't know what the Russian said to Finbar, but he certainly considered it an insult against his clan and ancestors. He is now advancing on Romaninsky with a claymore.
Hey!
Security!
Come back here, you crowder and slick it!
And Phillips decapitates his competition! This will result in a massive 1 foot deduction on his next throw!
Hey! Roosh! 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 Roosh!
Which he appears to be taking right now using Romaninsky's severed head!
Hammer!
And what a throw it is! It outstripped the competition by a full 10 feet! Phillips celebrates!
Grom Corrucks in the crater with the corpse in the cairn, the wee bitty laddie in the car not cold!
But wait! As it was legally Romanowski's turn to toss, the judges are awarding the distance to none other than the scattered remnants of Romanowski's severed head! The gold eludes Chad Phillips!
Nice!
Perhaps this unstable murderer can find success in a different profession, one more suited to his temperament.
And the award for outstanding performance in a motion picture goes to... Tony Richards.
Fuck. Wow. Thank you so much. This is such an honor. Just. Wow. I'm practically speechless. I want to thank.
Hammer!
Chaz Phillips? What the hell are you doing here?
I'm Finbar McLaushius, and that's me award.
But they tried to put you in a movie. You're a horrible actor.
I know. I'm a crazy medieval Scotsman. And crazy medieval Scotsman. Not that good at acting. We're not that good.
My God, you're committed.
So can I have the award?
No.
I might have been feeling it.
Oh,
We're recording. That's happening right now.
All right. So we've been getting pretty into the Olympics lately.
Oh, yeah.
With it happening. Yeah. And, like, I know there are two different kinds of people when it comes to the Olympics. There are the people who really don't care at all, but just care that America's winning. And then there are the people who, like, are actually interested in the sports themselves. Like, because I know I, even though it doesn't really matter to me, I've been checking what the medal count is and seeing that America's at the top of the medal count.
So you're someone who only cares about America winning.
Kind of. But, like, it's just something I check because I'm bored and I'm like, oh, I wonder what the standings are. And then
what all the news is filtered towards on Yahoo.
Yeah, and then what other things are happening. Really, when I check the medal count, I want to see how well Great Britain's doing, because I wanted them to get higher up because they were the hosting country.
Yeah, it always feels good.
For a while, they were like, they only had like 3 gold medals or something, but they came back with a vengeance in the past couple of days.
Oh? Did they put up a showing?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Quite the showing.
How did they do?
How are they doing
against China and America and Russia?
Funny enough, Russia has more medals total than Great Britain, but Great Britain has more golds.
Okay, so that's a moral victory.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, but America has something ridiculous like American 46 golds and 104 medals.
Yeah.
America ran it, and because as soon as they get to the track and field events, like they were China and them were hanging close, but then
in the last Olympics, China won.
Yeah, China won overall medals.
Yeah,
yeah, but in America, you also every Olympics there's an article about the real medal count and about how America
The
real medal count is whenever America is down on medals.
Whatever makes America look the best.
Someone will post an article based on sports that don't have, like, subjective judging.
Oh, yes. No, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that where it's like...
That happens every year. Like, so they take out gymnastics and...
Immediately, which is where China's strong suit
and
is.
Diving.
But don't they realize that all numbers are subjective? That's not true. Yeah. That's like the definition of not true.
All right. I think what Aldon learned today is that he should convince himself of his lie before he starts speaking it.
Yeah.
And I think what Matt learned today is that he took the bar exam, which was probably news to him.
Yeah. All right.
Also a mistake.
Yeah.
Let me fire some off.
Okay.
Let me fire off some pearls.
Hit on us.
Well, I think Matt learned... that he's interested when things happen. Because I think that's really at the heart of his Olympic
interest.
His
medal count, yeah.
In that it is happening. That's the first criteria of being interested in something, its existence. And I think that's important. Though that's actually the definition of not important, obviously. We wouldn't be able to talk about it if it didn't exist. AJ learned that even when he doesn't want to record a podcast... when he gets into it, he can experience some sensations, some cognitive inklings, and he can still talk.
I can feel.
Yeah. I think he's felt a lot of pretty intense stuff today. He's method.
All right. Today, I think AJ learned that I should not... lead a topic on one of these things.
You mean because you just kept going on for a little bit about
the Olympics? Yeah, because I just kept talking about the Olympics.
We obviously didn't have anything to say about it.
Well, it was going to go somewhere, but then it didn't. And then...
He put his trust in his team.
Yeah, we let him down.
And then I think...
Like, we missed that baton. Like, like Matt ran
we
up
We didn't
to
even
us.
Just miss it. We just smacked it out of his
hand. He ran up to us and was like, here's the baton. And we just stared at it like, what... Why am I on this dirt road?
I guess we're all Olympic'd out. But I believe that Aldon learned today that female cats don't enjoy sex.
Oh, that's true. He did learn.
I didn't know that.
All right. So we're Unstoppable Failure. I'm AJ Schrader.
I'm Aldon Schrader.
And I'm Matt Shantz.
Yay.
Hey.